You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom, trying to do his best by reciting 515 tefillot. There's a question that is brought. Do you have any question? Or?
Well, there's so many questions. There's always questions.
I know we'll start with one, then the rest, you know, we'll see. What is the first one?
Why not less tefillah? Why not more?
Ah, Hazak, beautiful. Very nice. Beautiful. So now the question is that at the time that Moshe Baruch Shalom was reciting all this tefillot, Am Yisrael, they knew about it or not?
No.
No? And you didn't know?
No, he didn't
try that. No? They didn't know Moshe Baruch Shalom is praying to Hashem, is pleading?
Yes, at the time that Hashem said to Moshe, go to...
Right. No, but we're talking about the time that he was doing his tefillot.
They didn't know. The surprising part is why the Am Yisrael didn't do tefillah for him.
Ah, Chazak Baruch. Yeah. So if they didn't know, so there's no question.
But they knew that he's not going to go.
Fine. They knew. Yes.
Yeah. So how could they step up in front of Hashem and say this?
No, that's obvious. You know, so they accepted the verdict of Hashem. So if Hashem said, so what do you want to do?
Hashem said and they didn't accept it. They argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then for Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't do nothing.
Yes, well, the point matter here is, if we hold that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom at the time that he was doing tefillah, and we say they didn't know, there's nothing to talk about. But if we say that they were aware that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom is pleading to Ribono Shel Olam. So now then, that becomes puzzling. So if they know that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom is pleading to Ribono Shel Olam, not only that, so Hashem is saying Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, Rablach, stop. So that means if he would do one more tefillah, so then, then he would be permitted to go. So now here we see that if Am Yisrael they would put in at least one tefillah, so then it would go in. You follow? So that's what the Midrash asks. So Midrash is bringing that is brought that how come Am Yisrael didn't pray for Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom? Because they knew. Actually, they knew. They know that he's pleading to Ribono Shel Olam. Because when he was doing tefillah, the whole machane was shaking.
That is true.
Yeah. So how come they didn't?
I don't want to tell you. They didn't want to take a minute.
They wanted
the... No, they said different. Hashem doesn't accept his tefillah
at
such a high level. Who are we to do tefillah?
Ah, Hazak Baruch. Very nice. Very nice. So we can say that maybe they felt that if Hashem didn't accept Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom's tefillah, so obviously he's going to accept our tefillah. And we see exactly Am Yisrael. They made a mistake. So that means if they would put in another request, so then Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom would be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. Right, exactly. So there's an interesting sugya in the Gemara, the subject that brings, that the Mizmor says, Maskil le David b'ma'ara tefillah. So the subject here is that David HaMelech Shalom happened to be stuck in the cave. You know the story?
Cave,
yeah.
Who?
David HaMelech, Shalom.
Yes, when we were
What happened?
That the spider came and closed the
Yeah, well, what happened? How come he went to the cave?
Shaul
was chasing after the Shalom. So now when he went to the cave, he knew that Shaul is after him.
Right.
So what did he do? What do you do at this moment? That you know that somebody's after you? And he did tefillah. So he says, Maskil le David ben Ma'ara tefillah. So what happened when he did tefillah?
The spider's web,
what did he do? They covered the cave, and then what did Shaul respond was when he got to the cave?
If he was going, it wouldn't be in one close, it would break.
No, it takes a long time for a spider to make a web, so he cannot pass the
air. So that meant there's nobody in there.
Yes.
Yeah, because if there's a spider web, so then there's nobody in there. So now here the mitzvot is interesting. It's a maskil le David. The sechel, the understanding, that the knowledge, the chokhmah, that the Melech Shalom showed, what was it?
He went to the Ma'ara.
No, not even to Ma'ara. He wasn't, he had no choice. He did tefillah. What was the other options that he was able to do?
Nothing.
No, he could fight with him, no?
Yes.
Yeah, head to head. He didn't want to, but he could. He could have, right? No, he had opportunity, as we see. He cut off the talit of the Shaul. Yeah, so he could have. He could have harmed him.
He had no right to kill Shaul.
Why?
Because he was the king.
No, he was not a king. No, David already was appointed as a king.
Yeah, but he still was on the...
No, actually Shaul is Moret ben Malchut. Shaul is Chayav Mita. Because Shaul is not a king anymore.
He didn't know that. He didn't
Who?
Know. David didn't
Doesn't know matter.
Because if he knew, he would kill him.
No, it doesn't matter. No, he had, you know, even later he had a sign that we see when he announced that who were that kills Goliath, then he would give his daughter to him. So David came and he gave him his shield. So he wore it and all of a sudden it became his size. Because Shaul was very, very tall man. So now...
At the same time, David Amalek knew that he was, the oil was in his head.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. No, no, let me finish. Yeah, right. So now he realized if the shield become his size, so that means...
He's the future one.
Yeah. No, not future. He is. He is the king.
So why he was not directly put on the shield?
Who?
David Amalek. Why he had to run away? Why he was not in the
because he was not really he was not recognized by Am Yisrael yet, so he didn't want to force Shaul to resign.
Because you cannot get rid of someone that's in front of you. You have to wait. It's your time. Completely your time.
No, he's a king already. He's a king.
Why the prophet didn't kick out Shaul from his place?
No, that was the whole point, because the Gemara explains that if he would do such a thing, so then Shemuel Anavi would not look too good for him, because people would say, he appointed the king, became sour. So that's what Gemara brings, that's why he became old, and then he left. He was niftar very in early age. So now back to the cave. So now he had the opportunity to defend himself and so on. So what did he do? He maskil. Sorry? No. He did tefillah.
Right.
He did tefillah. And then, did it help?
Yes.
He helped. And then he was saved without harming anybody. So now, one thing, that what is tefillah is all about? So when we do tefillah, what happens? Like when you say, Hashem Sefatai Tiftach, what happens? Where does these words go? When you say Hashem Sefatai? Shomai? Yeah, go Shomai. How far is Shomai from here?
Very far.
How far?
The distance doesn't matter.
Well, we get to that, but what's the calculation?
500 years? Yeah, no,
it's all
very
far.
Each
Rukyan
and all the...
Ah, so now, from here to first layer is 500.
Yeah.
So that every Olam is another 500,
yes.
Right? So now, you have 500 between each Olam, another 500, right? So how many you have?
3,500.
35 plus another 500.
So you have another 10 level. So each of them is
5,000.
That's
5,000. 5,000.
Yes.
5,000 years of travel. 5,000 years of travel. So then, so these words that comes out of your mouth, then travels this 5,000 years, and then it goes up there. You know about this? Yeah?
I knew, but I never guessed it.
You know 5,000 years, you know what it is? Huh?
They don't get stuck.
No. 5,000 years it travels. You know what it is? Yeah. So now here, one thing that it's very moving, that the koach of tefillah, that how great it is, that you can FedEx, you know, FedEx takes time. You want to send the package to New York, you know, you have to say a lot of Shila Ma'alot, will not get lost, you know, to get, you know, to the right address, and will not be broken, you know, lots of Shila Ma'alot and Brikat Gomer and all of these things. But here we see a beautiful thing that you can FedEx your tefillah the distance of 5,000 years,
yeah.
And just goes up there in a matter of instantly. Yeah, instantly. Happened to be an interesting story about a king. You know what the king liked to do? You know any king's friend? You know what you don't have? No?
Kings like to do this.
You don't know what they like to do?
Is that
a
Jewish king
like
to read Torah?
Is that a shame? You don't have any king's friend, you know? No?
No.
They like to go hunting. Yeah, Melech, you know, king like to go hunting. So, this king, you know, said, you know, let's go hunting. So, they prepared everything, you know, to take. What do you take when you go hunting?
Take the crew gun.
Yeah, but this, yeah, bow, arrow, right? What else? What else you take?
Dogs and horses.
Yeah. You take some woods, you know, if you stay over camping and all that. And then sushi, take some sushi. Yeah. They eat sushi, you know, the king? Yeah. So, they travel out of the city, they get to the jungle, and then, you know, they find a spot, and then for next day they go, you know, catch... You know, nice deer for Gondi. So king says, you know, bring all the woods out. So they bring all the woods and everything. And then, say, where are the matches?
They forgot to bring the matches.
Say, what? You never forgot to bring the matches? Sushi, didn't forget. But the matches, you forgot. So they go, look if you can find somebody that have some matches. So they go around, everybody, all the soldiers this way, that way, north, south, east, west. If you find somebody, you know, say the villager, you know, have these
chachma,
yeah, the stones. Yeah, right. So send them, you know, the king is here, you know, we like to have some of these, you know, lighters. He says, what? I'm not going to give you these things. Say, the king? Melech, you know, asks for the, for the, so what? You know, I don't want to give. So give you money. No, no, I'm not going to give you. So what is wrong with you? We give you money. So no, I'm not going to give you. So I want to give. So what, this guy is, you know, it's something. You know, where did he draw from? So no, I'm not going to give. So they go back to the king and say, this guy, you know, doesn't give the lighter. So now what do you do with such a character? What do you do with him?
Take him to the king.
Take him to the king?
Yeah.
No, he's decreed to death. You know, disobey the king. You know what the punishment is? So now, well, what Kala Gadush, you're listening? Yeah, listen carefully. You know, sometimes it could happen. Maybe, you know, people that you don't know, you know, they get up in the morning, and then they do netilat yadayim, and then they grab their bag of talit and tefillin, they get in the car, they come to Beit Knesset, and then all of a sudden they see they didn't bring the fire. There's no fire. They brought everything. But nothing. There's no fire. There's no excitement. There's no simcha. Half asleep. They left the matches at home. Yeah, that's it. They didn't bring it. They didn't bring it. Yeah, they didn't bring it. No. If somebody is fiery, he's not gonna fall asleep and be tired and, you know, not answer amenim, you know. This is a freezer. You have to put ice cream in there.
No, they are in different olamot, that's why they don't answer.
Fine. Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. Whatever excuse you want to make, you know, it's mardut. It's not accepted. But here, that's what exactly, you know, you take all the, you know, necessity to hunt, right?
Yeah.
Everything, the crew, the soldiers, everything. But where are the matches? Where are the matches? Yeah. And that's what exactly, unfortunately, we forget to bring the main thing. Where is the ish? Where is the fire? Where is the excitement? Where is the simcha? Yeah, and that's what exactly the unfortunate thing. The Mshabram Shalom went through 515 tefillot. One tefillot could back him up and get him out. One! But there were no matches. There was no fire.
The most surprising is why Yeshua didn't give.
No, that's for this afternoon. But now we get to that. Yeah. Don't forget to bring the fire with you. Bring the fire with you. And not only that, you know, the king, you know, had so much hope to, you know, bring something back home. More so! Melech Marchem Lachim Akadosh Baruch Hu, you come and says, where is the fire? Where is the match? Where is it? You know, what kind of feeling gives you Ribono Shel Olam? See, you came, you write everything, but nothing. Chosh, dry, you know, nothing. Chas v'shalom. So, you have to make Avinu Shebashamayim happy. No, especially, you know, we're getting closer and closer to Elul. Ani le-dodi ve-dodi li. So you have to put a step forward. Ani le-dodi, you have to make an effort. So al-dodi, v'zal Hashem, have rachamim on kol am Yisrael. Amen. Zad Hashem yaseh kol gezorot ha'od ha'rashot mikol am Yisrael v'nizkeh v'yeshuot v'zorot tovot gezorot tovot lekol am Yisrael. Amen k'yei ratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.